Management Research.
Hello and welcome to the Management Research Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Eugene Popatistov. Hello and welcome to the next episode in my podcast. The last mini-series is dedicated to the field of strategic management. In the previous episodes, we talked about what is strategy, what are the three pillars of strategy, and what kind of strategy you need for for-profit and non-profit organizations. In my today's episode, I'm going to talk about the environmental analysis. This analysis is necessary if you decide whether you are going to join the market or not join the market. And in this event, we talk not about the competition on the market, but we talk about the market at all, market on average. And there are different types of analysis that you can run. I'm familiar with one of them. I'm also a big opponent of this type of analysis, but interestingly, we don't have something better at the moment. And this type of analysis is called the PEST analysis. PEST stands for the abbreviation from political, economic, social, and technological factors. It means, for instance, if you decide to join a new market, for instance, the Taiwanese market, or if you want to join the Ukrainian market, you want to understand whether it's worth it joining this market or not. It means that the factors that you're going to investigate will be valid for all different industries and for all different firms, also for your competitors. In this event, it is important to understand whether it's worth it joining this market and whether your competitors will also see this market as interesting for their products. If we talk about the PEST analysis, actually there are different abbreviations. We have the PESTL and PESTL analysis, where they are also legal or environmental or ecological factors. Actually, I like the initial version, the PEST analysis. Political, economic, societal or social, and technological factors. You have to look at these four big fields in order to understand whether the market is attractive. If you look at the political factors, you mostly look at several things. The first one, you look at the legislation. I know that some people who say that PEST analysis should be called PESTL analysis because L, legal, should be treated as a separate factor. I don't know why that should be the case, because the law is made by the parliament and parliament is the matter of politics. That is why, as to me, the PEST analysis is already all-inclusive factors, and I don't know why you should separate several factors into additional factors. In the event of political factors, you look at the political forces, what is going on in the country. And if you look, for instance, in the different situations, if you look at different markets like the US market, you may assume what is going to happen if all of a sudden Trump is going to become the next president of the US. It will probably shape how the firms will be treated, it will shape how the international firms will be treated, it will shape the international and national policy, taxation, and many other factors. It means that if you think about joining the market, you need to think about how the market is going to evolve and what kind of forces are going to drive this market, what kind of political forces. If you look at the Austrian market, we don't know whether the populist will come to power. But if yes, then probably international firms will have issues. Probably the labor market will be hardly impacted, because if the immigration is going to be restricted, then you will have the personnel deficit. It may happen that you will have other economic issues, but then we move already to economic factors. The economic factors are usually or have to be separated from political factors, although, as you see, they are related, because policy may have impact on the labor. But let's look at the economic factors as such. In the event of economic factors, you look at the state of the economy. Is it developing? Is it dropping? And so on. But it doesn't mean if the economy is not growing, it is bad. It can happen. This is exactly what you want to bring to this market. Let's assume you plan to bring some substitutes to existing products to the market. If the economic situation is not good, then probably substitutes that are usually cheaper will get more power, will be more interesting for the customers than the current competitive products. Then we look at the social factors, and sometimes we call them social and cultural factors, which assumes that some things may not be interesting for the market because of cultural issues or because of the societal issues. There are several sub-factors that can be treated with this social factor. For instance, the demographics will also be there. If your product is oriented towards the young audience and you see that the birth rate in this country is very moderate, then it may assume that you will have not so many customers whom you would be interested in. And vice versa, if you offer a product for the elderly people and the country demographic shows that the number of elderly people is increasing, probably the market would be interesting for your product. You can also look here at different cultural aspects. For instance, some things are not really popular. And I think when they tried to sell the new source of protein, I think they were the crickets or something like this, so some kind of insects that they want to bring to the European market, you can assume that cultural predisposition towards consuming this type of protein will be very low and might be lower than in some Asian countries. The same, I remember a colleague of mine wanted to sell the sausages, produce the sausages like the German sausages in China, which is interesting if you like them, but doesn't mean that the Chinese culture is ready to eat the, say, the white sausages in a German style in China. And finally, you have the technological factors. We have several aspects here. The first one, if you are a technological firm, you need to know that infrastructure is there. And if the infrastructure is underdeveloped, then can happen that your new IT enterprise and your e-commerce firm might not succeed just because there is lack of infrastructure and lack of internet connection. This may make some countries less interesting for your product than the others. But here we come to the main issues with this analysis. As you have seen, you can go in each factor to different sub-factors, and there are too many. If you look at the politics, you may look at the municipal politics, you may look at the national politics, at the federal state level politics, and you will see they may be very different. For instance, in Germany, the left-wing parties, the social and communist parties, they are like more popular in cities but less popular in villages. Which may mean that the facts that you will analyze will be highly skewed and will depend on where exactly you want to go with your product. Again, what about the politics that is happening right now and politics that might change? It's very hard to predict what kind of political parties will come to power. It's hard to predict what kind of coalitions they will form, and it is the case where it is hard to predict who is going to be responsible for policies that will impact your product. Will it be the Green Party that is usually prohibiting everything, or the Liberal Party that is actually a Freie Demokratische Partei that is probably going to allow everything, and you don't know how in this coalition the ministries will be distributed. The same applies to all these four factors, to political, economic, societal or social and technological factors. Just because even within the social, you may go deeper, you may go into cultures. How deep are you going to go into cultures? And demographics, how deep do you want to go into demographics, and so on. And the second issue with the pest analysis is that these factors have different weights. We assume that economic factors are the most important, but actually I would argue that political factors are the most important. If tomorrow a new party comes to power and introduces one legislation, it can restrict plenty of your business, or vice versa, it can enhance your business, and you don't know what's going to happen, but political factors may be of higher value than economic or societal factors. The next issue with these factors is they're in constant flux. You don't know how the culture is going to evolve, and maybe the new sources of protein in Europe will become more popular because we have now a lot of sustainability movements. We have now movements that try to restrict the consumption of meat, and maybe in this event, the cultural predisposition concerning different insect sorts of protein will change. The fourth issue already with the pest analysis is that it focuses only the environments, whereas the customers are of great importance and they are kind of largely ignored. You treat them all equal. The competitors are not included into this analysis because if the market is attractive, it will be attractive also for your competitors. And suppliers are of great importance, and you cannot find suppliers in these four factors, the political, economic, societal or social, and technological. But you have also some advantages that are accompanying the pest analysis. For instance, it is very broad. And it may help you to notice some trends that you would have not noticed if you made only the industry analysis. So in the event of environmental analysis, you can notice that there is a huge trend towards preventing the climate change. And for the car producers, if they had focused only on their industry, they wouldn't have noticed that there is a big trend that is against the CO2 emission and for the electric vehicles. So this analysis can have also some advantages. As you see, I'm a big opponent of this analysis because it's very vague, because people ignore the weights of the factors, because it's almost impossible to include all the factors. But still, it is one of the best tools that we have for the environmental analysis. If we want to understand the market we're going to, we need to run this analysis, although it is far away from being perfect. I hope it was interesting, and I hope next time you can analyze your environment before you start your business, and this will help you to become successful. Wish you all the best, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.